Okay, today's daf is Lamed Hey. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amabet, about 12 lines from the bottom. Ela Mai Choka. If you remember, we had this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says we were in the middle of the question of how do you know the Tevuot HaEdut is only relevant for mamonot, for monetary issues, and he says we make a comparison to Pikadon, and we make a Kal V'Chomer. Right? Since Pikadon is more chamor because it applies in all sorts of cases, and which don't apply for Eidut, and yet it only applies in Mamon. We're going to assume the same thing for Eidut. And then he knocks down the Kal V'Chomer, and he says, but wait, there's actually a Chomer by Eidut, which is Mushba Kenishba and Mezi Kishogeg, which doesn't apply by Pikadon. Okay. And then he proceeds to say, therefore, how do we learn it? From a Gzera Shava of Tekta Tekta. And then we had a series of attempts to understand because we said that everyone knew, it was a known thing, that in Eretz Yisrael they mocked this opinion, right? They laughed at him. So they're trying to figure out what exactly was it that they laughed about him. So yesterday we brought several attempts, but we rejected them. Today also we're going to keep trying. Elamai Chopa. So what was the fact, what did they laugh at him about? Ki ata Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yoshua, mi bei Rav. I'm sorry, b'Reid Rav Yoshua, he said like this. When Rav Papa came, he said, "Mi bei Rav Amri, from the house of Rav, it was said." Okay, Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua said this. "Hainu choka." This was the choka. "Michte Rabbi Shimon zeres shava gam yerle lamale de parich malapikadon shekain lo asaba mushba kinishba mezi kishoge." It's very similar to the one we saw earlier, which is there's a contradiction here of sorts, because on the one hand he says we're going to have a Kal V'Chomer, right? And a Kal V'Chomer implies that they're not the same, right? And the knocking out of the Kal V'Chomer, right? When he knocks out the Kal V'Chomer, he says that Pikadon is just for Nishba and not Mushba, and just for Shogeg and not Mezid. And when it comes to Eidut, it's more chamor because it's mushba v'nishba and shogeg v'mezid. Okay, so that's what he comes out with, his knocking out the Kal V'Chomer. But when he does a Gzera Shava, right, then we're going to assume from a Gzera Shava that Pikadon is equal to Eidut in all ways, right? So then we're going to say both of them are nishba u'mushba, and both of them are shogeg umezi. Because once you make a gzera shava, we learn from one to the other. So they're saying, that must be what we're making fun of, that they were making fun of him. That doesn't make sense. On the one hand, you said they're not the same. There's a chumra by one, right, by Eidut, that's not by Pikadon. On the other hand, you then make a gzera shava, which seems to imply then all the laws will be learned one from the other. So the Gemara again rejects that and says, Dilma kiparech, Mikami to take him like Zera Shava. Maybe his question, notice the order, right? First he questioned the Kal V'Chomer, and then in the end, right, he says, oh, the Kal V'Chomer is no good because they're not balanced. Then he says, well, then we learn it from Zera Shava. Now, once he learns the Zera Shava, then we're going to learn that, in fact, they are all equal. In other words, the Pricha, when he knocks out the Kal V'Chomer, that was before, and as he knocked it out thinking one particular thing, then once he darshan the Gzera Shava, then in fact everything's going to be equal. And then they are going to be balanced, right? Then you follow its stages. So at that point, that's what he thought. Once he had the Gzera Shava, then he didn't think that. Now we're going to reject this right away, though. We're going to say it can't be because, right, so, right, Dilma Kiparach Mekame Detikum Legzera Shava, right, before he had the Gzera Shava. But Tar Dekame Legzera Shava Lo Parach. But once he has the Gzera Shava, he's not going to ask the question. And, you know, as he could, we wouldn't ask that question. So now they say, Velo, is that really true? Vaham Arlehu Rabba Baritaila Rabbanan, Man Tana Shfuata Pikadon Lo Nitons Donala Kapaha. Who's the Tana who held, and as Rabba Baritai says to the rabbis, who's the Tana who holds, knowing that there's some opinion, someone who holds, that a Shvorta Pikadon, lo nitans donala kapara, which means if you do it mezid, you can't get kapara, meaning you're not chayav a korban if it's mezid, meaning Shvorta Pikadon is not relevant in mezid. And then they answer, Rabbi Shimon he. Okay? So now, if you say that that's Rabbi Shimon, then what do you say? It can't possibly be that after the Gzera Shava, Rabbi Shimon changed his thinking and not right and said that shogeg gemezid is relevant to both pikadon and eidut, because he himself says that pikadon is not relevant. Shvuah pikadon, there is no korban in mezid. Okay. So, by the way, if you do it mezid, what do? You get malkot. Okay, it's not that you don't get punished at all. You just don't get a korban to give you kapara.
Do malkot give you kapara?
So malkot do give you a form of kapara, but it's much more painful form of kapara than bringing in a korban. Yes. Unless you're vegan, in which case you have issues with korbanot in general. But
korbanot in general.
Right. Even if you're not vegan. Anyway, just a joke in my house about the vegan and korbanot. Okay. So then they say, in which case, where are we holding now? Then it would be a choka. Because again, right, if you're making the gzera shava, how can you say it doesn't apply in mezid? So now they say, dilma mezid kishogeg parich, degamra la mimi'ila, dehanach nefishin, aval mushba kinishba lo parich. In other words, what do we say here? In the end, it doesn't make a mockery of his statement, because it's true, he thinks that pikadon, right? In the end, when he concludes the gzera shava, so we're going to say, in theory, Rabbi Shimon should say once he has the gzera shava, mushba kenishba, and mezid kishogeg. However, mezid kishogeg doesn't apply in pikadon for a different reason. Why is that? We saw that yesterday, because we learned it out from Mi'ilah. In which case, in theory, he would say that we learn everything, one from the other. Except in that case, remember, what did we say? Adif to learn it, better to learn it from Mi'ilah rather than the issue of mezi. Better to learn it from Mi'ilah that pikadon doesn't have mezi, right? You don't bring a korban if you're mezid, rather than Egypt, because hanach nefishin. Remember, there were more similarities between that and Mi'ilah. So therefore, we're going to say it's not such a question, because in the end, he does agree that in the end, mushba kanishba. He just doesn't agree shogeg is mezid kishogeg only because of an outside reason, because of pikadon. In which case, again, that's not a choka against him. You wouldn't make fun of him. What? No, it's a gzera shava. It applies in other things. Yeah, you can have a gzera shava. And then again, there's competing things. There's a gzera shava. On the other hand, it's also a gzera shava to Me'ila. And that's going to win out because it's got more similarities, as we saw yesterday. V'tehadar edut. So now they ask another question. Maybe this is what's bothering them. V'tehadar edut v'tigmar lami pikadon. If you're going to learn mezid is not relevant in pikadon because of Mi'ila, and you're going to have a gzera shava from pikadon to edut, remember, the gzera shava goes both ways. You can learn things from edut to pikadon, you can learn things from pikadon to edut. So if you already learned that pikadon is not relevant in mezid, then what might you say? Transitive property, right? If Mi'ila equals pikadon and it's not mezid, and pikadon equals edut, then edut maybe shouldn't be an amazing case. Right? So maybe, tadar edut, v'tigmalami pikadon, right? We should now take edut and learn it from pikadon. So what do they say? Mezid de lav, but 1 minute. Pikadon de mezid. Right, I knew there was missing a word here, a letter. Okay, v'tigmalami pikadon, de mezid lav kishogeg. Ma pikadon shogeg im mezid lo, af edut shogeg im mezid lo. Right? Why don't we learn the same way pikadon only applies to shogeg? Maybe edut only applies to shogeg. So now they say lo. Not the case. Why? Kihecha de yalef pikadon mi me'ila, lahachi katf, kihecha de yalef pikadon mi me'ila. Just like we learned pikadon from me'ila. So now they're going to answer. Lahachi katva rachmana le'edu kabe shvua bitu v'gabe tuma mikdash v'kodashav. Originally, what we think, that edut is mentioned next to these things, and this is really the pshat, edut is mentioned next to bitoy and tuma, yidiyat ha-tuma. Why? Because they're all korban olevi yored. If you look at the structure of Vayikra, it's quite obvious that's why they're there. However, they're going to darshan it a little differently, and they're going to say, the reason why, what are they trying to point out here? Why is Shvuat HaEdut mentioned next to Shvuat Bitoy and Yediyat HaTumah, and it's not mentioned next to Shvuat HaPikadon? So the reason is to tell you, Dibikula ne'emar behem v'ne'elam, v'kan lo ne'emar behem v'ne'elam, l'chayev ala mezid kishogeg. The word ne'elam is missing both in Pikadon and in Edut, okay? But they're pointing out like this. The word ne'elam missing in pikadon doesn't bother us so much because it's not in the context of other things that were ne'elam. But the shvuat ha'edut appears in the text right next to bitoy and yediyat ha'tumah, where those things, it's very clear it's v'ne'elam, and he forgot. It was shogeg. And the fact that by edut it doesn't have the word v'ne'elam is intentional. Okay, and therefore means it has to be only mezid and shogeg, whereas pikadon doesn't have that issue and therefore not. Okay, new Mishnah. Mashbia ani alechem im lo tavo. Now we're getting to the whole issue. If you remember, Shvor to Eder from the Torah, it says, v'shama kol Allah, right? He hears someone take an oath. That's the assumption that Allah means some sort of oath. And then, v'hu aid o ra'a o yada, right? And he was an aid to the case. V'lo im lo yagiv and asavono. And then what happens? He doesn't want to take the shvor. So remember, we said the classic case of Eder is mushba. Mushba means, okay, somebody makes you swear. They say, you swear to me that blah, 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 okay? And then he swears, right? They want him to swear that he did have testimony, and he swears, I didn't see anything. Mashbia ani alechem im lo tavo v'ti'iduni. Okay, I want you to swear. If you're not going to come, in other words, either come and testify or swear that you don't know the testimony, that you don't know anything. Shamar ish ploni liten li matayim zuz v'lo natan. I want you to come testify that so-and-so promised to give me 200 zuz. Now, why did he promise to give him the money? The assumption is he wanted to give him a gift, let's say, right? Someone, right, someone says, I promise I'm bringing you a wedding gift, right? And then they never give it to you, right? Okay, so now the person says, right, would you go bring aiding that say, we can testify, right, that we heard you say you were giving so-and-so a gift? Can they force in a court of law for the person to give a gift? Of course they can't force someone to give a gift. The person could say, it's true I said I was going to give you a gift, but I changed my mind, okay? He has all the rights in the world to do that. It wasn't like he owes you anything. So therefore, if Adim refused to testify that they heard someone say, I'm giving you a gift, then, of course, they're patra from a shvora Adim because it's not something that they can incriminate with him in court with. She'ein chayavin ela al tviat mamon kipikadon. It can only be a monetary claim that's like a pikadon. Again, we're comparing this to pikadon. Pikadon is where you're owed the money because, you know, they borrow money from you and they never returned it, or they stole it from you and they didn't give it back. But this isn't something like that. Mashpia ani alechem kishetid uli edut, that in the future, I'm making you swear that if in the future you know edut for me, shetavo v'tiiduni, right? If something comes up in the future and you become witnesses to some act that I did, then you will come forward and testify. Hare elu p'turim, mipnei shekadma shvua le'edut, right? A shvua le'edut is when, notice the pasuk says, v'shama kol Allah, v'hu aid, and he was a witness, okay? He was in the past, before the shvua happened. So you can't be mashbiya someone before the edut actually happened. Amad b'beit ha'kneset, another exception to the rule. He stands up in shul, va'amar, mashbiya ani alechem. He says to everybody sitting in the shul, I'm making you swear, shimatem yodim li'edut, shetavo v'tiiduni. Okay, even if they know testimony for him, that's not called mashbiah because he was mashbiah the entire shul, everybody. Okay, you could, whether you read this or not, but the kavanah is ad sheyem mitkaven lahem, right? In other words, he has to designate them. Okay, those particular people. Amar l'shnayim mashbiah ani alechem ish ploni uploni shematem yodim li edut shetavo v'tiiduni. Okay, so now he says, I'm making you swear that if, right, that, and he's designating particular people, not like the previous case where he didn't designate them, that if you know testimony for me, you will come forward. Okay, that sounds pretty reasonable. Shvua she'en ani yodim l'chaidut. And then they say, we swear we don't know any testimony for you. V'hem yodim lo edut, and in fact, they do know edut, but eid mi pi eid. O shayach hamehem karovu pasul harei elu p'tuin. Okay, but what they know for him, the edut, is not edut that can be accepted in court. It's AVPA. They heard from some edim who saw the case, right? You can't come and testify in court and say, well, we heard other two witnesses say that they saw this act. That doesn't usually work in court. And a karav or a pasul also doesn't work in court. So therefore, right, secondhand testimony. Hare elu p'tulim. Shalach b'yad avdo. Osha amar lahem hanidba mashbiya ani alechem sheim atem yodim lo edut shetavo v'tiidu harei elu p'turin ad sheshmu mipi atoveh. The assumption in this case, the assumption of all these cases, is that who's the one making them swear? The one who's trying to get the money out of the other person's hands, right? Because that he's the one who needs to prove. The burden of the proof is on him. So he's the one, he's the only one who could be mashpia. But if he sends his eved to do it, okay, now there's a big debate about this eved case. Is it just an Eved, or is it any Shaliach? And they use the case of Eved. Eved means Eved Knani, by the way, a non-Jewish Eved. Or does it mean a Shaliach, any Shaliach? Okay, we saw this in the other daf. That what did we say? Well, a Shaliach, you can, in theory, send a Shaliach if what? If you have a Yipoy Koch, as we call it, a power of attorney. Okay, if you've signed over your rights to that person, right, and he even has monetary control over it, then he can do it. So there's a debate here about whether this Eved is Eved Dafka and not a Shaliach, because a Shaliach, in theory, there are ways you could do it, whereas an Eved, you're not allowed to do, you can't do a Yipoy Koch with an Eved. Okay, he can't have rights. Why can't he have rights?
Because you own him.
Because you own him. So his stuff is your stuff and you can't give him rights. So some people say it means specifically an Eved. What?
You can't send your wife to pick up your...
Your what? Your wife also, right? Maybe your wife also. Right, that's a good question. So anyway, the question is it specifically Eved? Did it mean specifically Eved, or was Eved just a term they used to mean anybody else? Okay, but even if it means anybody else, there would be a situation where anybody else could, right? And that's if they, if you gave them Yipoy Koch, okay, power of attorney. Now, what's the second case? This is interesting. I don't know why this would ever be, but if the other side, the side who has the money in their hands, that's the Nitba, says Mashpiyan Elechem, that if Yodim lo edut, that if you know, you should swear that you know testimony for him, that also doesn't count as a Shvuat HaEdut. Okay, in that case, they're also going to be Ptuim, because the only case they're Chayav is if they heard it Mipia Tovea. Okay, he has to be the one to be Mashpiyah. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring all sorts of brightot that correspond to all the halachot we saw in the Mishnah, and they're going to bring the source in the Torah. This is very typical. The Mishnah doesn't generally connect it to the Psukim, and the brightot often, the Midrashei Halacha, connected to the Psukim, and right, because the Midrashei Halacha are organized according to the Psukim of the Torah, like the Mechilta, the Sifra, the Sifrei. They're all organized like that, and this is in, I don't know if these actually appear, I didn't check it out, but whether these appear in the Midrashei Halacha, but in any case, they're brightot that are of that genre. Tanu Rabbanan, Mashbi'ani alechem, im lo tavo v'tiiduni shamar ish ploni nitenli matayim zuz, right? He promised he's going to give me a gift. V'lo natan, and he didn't give me a gift. Yahol yuhu chayavim, you might have thought they'd be chayavim. Tamud lamar, techta, techta, l'gzera shava. Again, right, we saw in the Mishnah, they learned it out from Pikadon, it has to be like a Pikadon. How do we know Eidud is like Pikadon? Because of the gzera shava of techta, techta. Ne'amar kan techta, v'ne'amar lahalan techta. It says it both here, and it says it by Pikadon. Ma lahalan b'tfiyat mamon v'yeshlo, avkan b'tfiyat mamon v'yeshlo. It has to be a claim. What does it mean, v'yeshlo? It has to be a monetary claim, and he has an actual claim. Meaning the guy could come to court and say, you owe me money. But a claim where he says, you promised you would give me a gift, that would never hold in a court, and therefore that doesn't count. Next one. Mashbia ani elechem kishetedu le'edut, that if in the future you owe me edut. So what did we say? It has to come first, right? The edut has to come before the shvua. Tanu Rabbanan, mashbia ani elechem kishetedu le'edut shetavo v'tiduni, yachol yuhu chayavim, it's all going to be the same structure. You might have thought you'd be chayav. Talmud lamar, v'shama'a kolala v'hu eid o ra'a o yada. Mi shekadma eidut l'shvua, v'lo shekadma shvua le'eidut. Right, the order of the pasuk, even though it does say the shvua before the eidut, but it means, he heard someone swear, v'hu eid, and he was an eid in that case. O ra'a o yada. He either had seen or he had known, okay, and therefore the Eidut has to come before the Shvua. You can't make someone swear about some testimony he might know for you in the future. Amar bebet haknesef, amar mashbi'ani alechem. Amar Shmuel, right, this is where you didn't designate someone. Afilu edav benehem. Shmuel says, even if the Eidim were in the Beit Knesset. So the Gemara says, obviously we were talking about a case where the Eidim were in the Beit Knesset, but you would have thought the guy could come up in the Beit HaKnesset and say, if anybody knows testimony, he was referring to people outside the Beit Knesset, pshita. So what does he say? Lo tzricha dekai ilavaihu. the assumption is that he was standing in shul, and he was standing right next to the two people who knew testimony, and he says, right, this is, you know, making eye contact, let's say, with them, right? He says, if anybody, right, I want to make you swear, anyone here who knows that you do, but he didn't want to specifically point out those two people, but he was looking at them, let's say, or he was right next to them, and it was obvious. Ma'u detema kemanda amr lehudami. Maybe you would say that this is as if he said it directly to them. Kamash malan, that it's not. Okay, that's what Shmuel was trying to teach you. Tanya Nami Hachi, another brayta that supports this. Ra'as si'ash shel b'nei adam omdim ve'edav b'neihem. He sees a group of people, right? This isn't in the Beit Knesset. There's another brayta that's like the same thing, though. He sees a group of people, and his edim are there. Va'amar lahem, mashbi'ane lechem, matem yodim li'edut, shetavoi b'tiduni. He says to everybody, Yeho yu chayavim, you might have thought you'd be chayav, tamud lamar, v'hu ed. V'harei, lo yichere dav. In other words, here it says, and he is a witness. Who's the he? Well, it's the specifically the ones he designated. And here he didn't designate them. Yachol afilu amar kol omdim kan. You might have thought he'll be patur even if he says, every single person standing here, I'm making you mashbia. Tamud lamar v'hu ei v'harei yichere dav. So if he says it in the lashon of, everybody who's standing here, I'm making you swear, and within those people there were two people and they swore, then maybe chayav shuad edu, because there he did designate. He just designated 100 people, let's say. But he did designate them, right, specifically, instead of saying somebody here. Okay, when he says everybody here, then it's considered. Okay, before we continue, I have to correct myself. When we read the pasuk a while ago, im lo yagiv in asavo no. Remember the lo is written lama bab aleph, and Ruth, you said, we saw this before, right, about the lo, but I forgot. It was a different case there. There it was, it said, it was written one way, and the ketiv was the other way, right? It was written with an aleph, but it was supposed to be read with a vav. That was a different case. This is a different way.
Both of them.
Here it says actually both of them. So it's not the same one as we saw the last time. I meant to correct that after I forgot, but now that we're getting back to it, I remembered now to correct. Tana Rabbanan, Amar l'shnayim, mashbi'a ani elechem ploni uploni, im atem yodim li'edut, shetavo eviti iduni, v'hem yodim li'edut, eid mipi'ed, o shayachameim karov u'pasul, yachol yuhu chayavim, that was the last case in the Mishnah, right? You might have thought you'd be chayav, because even though you can't really use this, it's not admissible in court, this kind of testimony. Tamud lamar, im lo yagid v'nasav ono, right? If you don't say, then you will be punished. What did they learn here? It's only people who could have been megid. Okay, they could have spoken in court. But if they couldn't have spoken in court because they were relatives or because it was not inadmissible testimony, then no. Shalach biyadavdo. Now we're going to get to the lo yagid. It wasn't yet. It's coming up. Shalach biyadavdo. Tanu Rabbanan. Shalach biyadavdo. O shamra lem anitba. Mishpiani alechem. Shim atem yodim lo edut shetavo vitidu. Yachol yu chayavim. You might have thought you'd be chayav if you sent someone else to be mashpia, or the nitba was mashpia. Tamud lamar. Im lo yagiv in asavono. So they say, we learn it from the words. Im lo yagiv in asavono. So the Gemara says, my Talmud, how on earth do you learn it from those words? Amar b'lezer. Im lo yagid ktiv. It says it. Lamid bav aleph. So what do we learn from this? Im lo, lo yagiv, and asavo no. Im lo, with a vav. If he, right, if it's lo, let's read it the reverse. If you don't say it to him, okay, in other words, you have to react to him. Who's to him? To the tover, okay? Im lo, lo yagid, right, if to him you will not speak, meaning he asked you to give the shvua and to bring the give the testimony, and you say no to him, then v'nasavono v'im lacher lo yagid. But if he's not going to respond to somebody else's request to give testimony, then he's patur. Okay, so that's the darshan, those words, lo with the lamed and the vav and the aleph, that we read it both ways. Okay, new Mishnah. Mashbiani alechem. Now we're going to get to lishonot of a shvua. What's the wording of a shvua heidu? What's it supposed to be? Mashbiani alechem, mitzaveani alechem, Osarchem ani, remember the Isar, there was the Neder and the Shvua and the Isar, so Osarchem is Milashon Isar. Osarchem ani, Hare Elu Chayavim, these are all the Shonot of a Shvua. Okay, I make you swear, I command you, I osir you, right, I forbid you. However you define exactly this term, Isar, but it's a Lashon of a Shvua. So then all those you be Chayav, if that's what the Tovah said to you. But if he said, Bashamayim uva'aretz, Hare Elu Ptulim, you might think b'shamayim uva'aretz, right, in the heavens and the earth, sounds like a reference to God. But since shamayim and aretz doesn't necessarily mean a reference to God, it could be b'misha bara shamayim va'aretz, right, he who created shamayim and aretz. It could be you know, the heavens and the earth, which doesn't mean God. So therefore, it's not so clear what you mean by that, and therefore you're patur. That's not a lashon of shvur. Be'alef dalid, be'yud hei, be'shaddai, be'tzvaot, be'chanun v'rachum, be'erach apayim v'rav chesed, u'b'chol ha'kinuyim. This is a list of all sorts of references to God. Hare elu chayavim. Okay? I'm going to stop here for a minute and explain that there's a big machloket we've shown him here, whether, and as notice, the first case didn't have the shame of Hashem. Mashbiyane alechem, mitzavani alechem, osarchem. That's not a lashon of God. The next ones were, what if you make them swear in the name of God and want, use one of his kinuyim? There's a very big machloket here about whether any shvuah that we're talking about, shvuah to edut, and likewise, shvuah in general, whenever we talk about shvuah, does it have to be with Shem Hashem? Okay, we saw this by someone who curses his mother and father. It's b'shem Hashem, right? We're going to see it later in the mission also. So are these shvuot, is the assumption that it's obvious. It just doesn't say it because it's so obvious. When it says mashbiyani alechem, it means in the name of God that you say mashbiyani alechem b'shem Hashem. It just didn't say it because it was obvious. Or there's two ways to do it. Either you use a classic lashon of shvuah, which is mashbiyani, osarchem, mitzaveh, okay, one of those things, which doesn't need Shem Hashem. Or you say, in God's name, and you don't use the Lashon of Shvuah, right? But you mean, in God's name, you mean to swear, right? That's what you mean. So there's a very big debate here, which is very critical, whether Shvuah Ha'edut, and likewise other Shvuot, are always B'Shem, or they're not always B'Shem. There's either the option to do the classic Nosach, or to do Shem Hashem. Okay, in any case, we're including all the kinuyim here. Now we're going to talk about, do kinuyim work in all sorts of other cases? Hamikalel, if you curse someone, b'shem Hashem, b'kulan chayav, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, using any kinuy is like is considered cursing in the name of God. B'chachamim potrim. The chachamim use, remember we actually came across this, only the shema miforash. Okay, that's when you're going to be chayav, only if you use the shema miforash. Remember we had the 42 otiyot and the 12 otiyot and that. Okay. Hamikalel aviv imo, same thing, not just cursing somebody else, but also mikalel aviv imo. Bikulan chayav, divrei Rabbi Meir. Also he says, same thing, even any of the kinuyim. V'chachamim potrim. Okay, he says, you're patur if you use the kinuy, only shema meforash. Hamikalel atzmo v'chaviro, bikulan over belotas, say. If you curse yourself or your friend in the name, right, in using one of these kinuyim, then you're over on a mitzvah lotas, say. Now we're going back to the Lashonot of Shvuah. Yakeka Hashem Elohim, v'chein Yakeka Elohim, zohi alak tuva b'Torah. If you say Yakeka Hashem, if you don't swear, you know, if you don't give testimony for me, then that's considered also a Lashon of Shvuah. Why is that? Because it comes up in the Tochacha. If you remember in the Tochacha, it says Yakeka Hashem in Sefer Dvarim. Okay, it's here. I'll read you the pasuk. Dvarim kafchet kafbet. Yakecha Hashem b'shachefet u'b'kadachat u'b'daleket u'b'chur u'b'cher u'b'shidafon u'b'yarekon, etc. And then it says there also kol alot habrit. Okay, these are the tochachas, the alot habrit. So they say all these lishonot are lishon of Allah also. And here in our pasuk also uses Allah. Allah is a shvuah. So therefore that lishon would also be considered in Allah. Al yakecha v'yivarechecha v'yetiv lecha. Okay, in other words, God won't hit you, or he'll bless you, or it will be good for you if you testify for me. And then what do we say? Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Why? Because mechlal lav atashomehen, right? In other words, mechlal hen atashomehalav. And the fact that he says it will be good for you, what he means is, and if not, God will curse you. Okay? V'chachamim potrim, they don't hold mechlal lav atashomehen, that you can't infer from one the opposite, and it's not the lashon of a shvuah. Okay, gemar. Mashbiyani alechem, my kamar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hachi kamar. Mashbiyani alechem doesn't mean so much. So Rabbi Yehuda says what he means is, mashbiyani alechem v'shvuah ha'amura b'torah. Right, what I'm making you swear, the swear that's mentioned in the Torah, which, again, if you say it means that you use Shem Hashem, then they mean that you use Shem Hashem, right? That the Shvuah in the Torah has Shem Hashem. Or it means just, you know, that you're referring to Lashon of Shvuah in the Torah. Mitzaveh ani lechem b'tzava'ah amura b'torah, for the commandment that says in the Torah. Osarchem ani b'isra amur b'torah, right? That you, asari sar al nafsho. Amar le'abai, elahad etani Rabbi Chiya. If you're saying that this all is referring to, it's a reference, all these lishonot are references to these lishonot that were used in the Torah, tzivoy, shvuah, in isar, So fine, those are all mentioned in the Torah. That works fine and good. But Rabbi Chiya mentioned in his version, he had a version of a Braita that added another word, kovachem ani. Okay, I will chain you. Okay, I'm chaining you, which is also a lashon of shui. He says, kovachem ani hare elu chayavim. If you use that lashon, you'd be chayav. Now, kovach ba'oraita miktiv, does it say anywhere in the Torah, kovachem? Doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. Ella, so how could you say that these things are references to a shvua amolah b'torah? Ella amar bai, hachi kamar, mashvi ani alechem b'shvua, mitzaveh ani alechem b'shvua, usarchem ani b'shvua, kovachem ani b'shvua. He says with the bright, what the Mishnah really meant, and the bright of Rabbi Chiya also, is you have to say with that word, you have to use the word shvua. If you don't use the word shvua, then it doesn't count. Okay, so there's a big, grappling with what the exact wording is that has to be used in order for it to be considered a shvuah. Ba'alef dalet b'yudhei b'shaddai b'tzvaot, right? Aleph dalet is Adonai, b'yudhei, right? The word yah, b'shaddai b'tzvaot, b'chanum v'rachum b'archapayim b'rav chesed. L'meimer d'chanum v'rachum shemot ninhu? You want to say that these are Shem Hashem? If you say chanum v'rachum, that's Shem Hashem. Uraminu, this contradicts a braita. Yesh shemot she'nim chakim, v'yesh shemot she'enim chakim. There's certain names of God that you can erase, and there's certain names of God you can't erase. Elohein shemot she'enim chakim, kigon, El, Elohim, Elohim, Elohecha, Elohim, Elohechem, Eheyeh, Asher Eheyeh, Aleph Dalet, Yud Hei, Shaddai, Tzvaot, Hare Elu, Har'enim chakim. Can't erase those. Aval, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Haadir, Hachazak, Amit, Hazuz, Chanun v'Rachum, Erech Hapayim v'Rav Chesed, Harei Elu Nimchakim, because they're not only names of God, right? They're not direct names of God. So Amar Bae, B'matnitin, B'mishuhu Chanun, B'mishuhu Rachum Kamar. It means that if you said, for the person who is Chanun, the person who is Rachum. Now, this is even strange a little also, what there's nobody else in the world who's Chanun and Rachum. But I assume the assumption is someone who is, you know, across the board Chanun, or, you know, like God-like Rachum and God-like Chanun. Amarava, Rava says like that, though, Ihachi v'shamayim v'aretz nami. But if you're going to say it's b'mishuhu rachum and b'mishuhu chanun, then why did you make an exception with the shamayim v'aretz? It should also be b'misha shamayim v'aretz shelo. It could be referring to someone who owns the shamayim and aretz, and who is that God? So they say, hachi hashta? How can you compare these two things? Hatam kevan deleka midi achrini de'ikre rachum v'chanun. Now it's all the more severe, right? Since nobody else is called rachum v'chanun. Okay, again, you could maybe question this, right? How could that be? Notice, by the way, the Gemara always uses the term rachmana. Rachmana is ha-rachman, that's God. So again, I think they're saying there's no one who's called the rachum or the chanun. That's God. Vadai b'mishu chanun, vadai b'mishu rachum kamar. So clearly it's trying to, about someone who is. But hacha kevan de'ika shamayim v'aretz, b'shamayim v'aretz kamar. In other words, there is something called the shamayim, and there is something called the aretz that exists without calling God. You know, you can speak about earth and the heavens. You don't necessarily always mean God when you say that. So therefore, it's not as clear-cut as the other one. Tana Rabbanan, katav ba'alef lamed, me'elohim, ya, me'ashem, hareze eino nimchak. Okay, the shem Hashem like that is not nimchak. Shin dalet mishadai, alef dalet me'adonai, tzadi mitzvaot, hareze nimchak. If you write part of the name, but not the whole name, then you can erase it. Rabbi Yossi omer, tzvaot kulo nimchak. Shelo nikra tzvaot, ela al shem Yisrael, sheneemar, votzeti et tzivotai et ami b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, now we're gonna eventually get into all discussion about how do you know when something's used as Shem Hashem or when it's used as something else, and they're going to come to all these references in the Torah and the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim where psukim might be referring to God, might be referring to something else, and there are going to be debates about certain mentions of God or Adonai, right? Adonai means my master. It doesn't mean necessarily God. So now he starts off and he says Tzvaot is not necessarily a name of God. It's also a reference to B'nai Israel, and God is called that because of B'nai Israel. And therefore, Tzvaot is not, let's say, a holy name. Okay, that can't be erased. Amar Shmuel en al chak Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we don't paskin like him. Tanu Rabbanan kol atafel Hashem. Okay, let's say you write Shem Hashem, but you have a prefix or a suffix. So beimi lefana, beimi lacharav, harei ze nimchak. You can erase a prefix or a suffix. Now we're going to see like what. Lefanav ketzad, lahashem, lama nimchak. Bahashem, bet nimchak. Vehashem, vav nimchak. Mehashem, mem nimchak. Shehashem, shin nimchak. Hehashem, he nimchak. I don't know where there's a reference of hahashem. Kehashem, Hashem, kaf nimchak. Okay, fine. All the prefixes. I feel like I'm in a grammar lesson, right? All the letters that can come before. Nimchak la'acharav ketzad. What does it mean at the end? Eloheinu, nun vav nimchak. Elohehem, hey mem nimchak. Elohechem, kaf mem nimchak. Acherim omrim la'acharav eino nimchak. Shekvar kidsho Hashem. In other words, before, you can always erase it because you haven't yet written Shem Hashem, or maybe you have, but it comes before it. Once it's after it, it's already integrally connected to the word, and you can't erase it. It already becomes kadosh. Amar Rapuna halacha ka'acherim. We pass them like acherim la'acharav. You can't do it. Okay. Now this is a reference. You can see Avram Delatia. I don't know why that should be lot really. Anyway, these are simanim lenavot begivat benyamin Shlomo Daniel siman. Okay. These are going to be a simanim for all the references we're now going to talk about, places in the Torah or the Nevi'im or the Ketuvim, where it uses a name that maybe could be one or the other, or we're going to talk about. Kol shemot hamurim b'Torah ba'Avraham, kodesh. Chutz mizeh shehu chol. Okay, every time it says, okay, some reference to Adonai near Avraham, it means Hashem, except for one reference where it's chol. Where is that? Vayomer Hashem. No, this is not. Vayomer, it must be, second... Vayomer Adonai im namatzati chem be'enecha al navor taval al natavor me'avdecha. Where's this? With the malachim. Okay, so there the assumption is he's talking to the malachim. Okay, so now they say Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Mishum Rabbi Elazar Hamodei Amru Af Ze Kodesh. They think this is Kodesh. Why do they think this is Kodesh? Kiman Azla. Who does this go according to? Had Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Gedolach Nasat Rochim Yoter Me'akbalak Pnei Hashchina. Okay, Kiman Koto Azug. Okay, so now they're saying, the ones who say that this is Kodesh hold that we learn from here that what? Hachnasat Rochim is more important than Pnei Hashchina. When he said it, he says to Hashem, Im namatzatichem einecha, just wait. He was communicating with God and he said, hold off, there's Orchim who came, I have to deal with them, let me go deal with them and I'll get back to you. And what does that show? That Hachnasat Rochim is even more important than Hakbalat Pnei Hashchina, in which case the reference here is actually a reference to God. Okay, next one. Vayomer, kol shemot hamurim belot, chol, chutz mizeh shu kodesh, shenemar, vayomer lot, alehem, al na adonai, hinena matzah chen avtacha be'enecha, okay, so now what does he say here? Every reference to lot is chol, because he's trying to the avadim, right, the malachim who come to him. But here he says, im na matzati chen be'enecha, you have to read the rest. Vatadel chastra sharasite madi lahachayot et nafshi. Vanuchi lo chalamalot ha'ar, pentit b'keni ha'arav amati. What's he basically asking for? Help in survival. Now, who do you go to for help in survival? You don't go to malachim. I mean, maybe you do, and maybe he didn't know they were malachim. He thought they were just people giving a message. So anyway, mi sheyesh biyado lahamitu lachayot zeh kadosh baruch hu. It must be he was talking to God there. Kol shemot hamurim, but by the way, I'm sure that there's some sort of reference here of, you know, showing Abraham, it's all Kodesh, right? He's always communicating with God except for one time. And the other opinion is Lo, you know, to compare Abraham and Lo, whenever he says it, obviously he's talking to man, not to God, except for that one time where he was talking to God. Kol shemot hamurim b'navot Kodesh. Okay, remember Navot, Navot Yisraeli with Achav. He was accused of being Morei b'melech. Okay, and the pasuk there is, if you look in Rashi tells you, it's at the very top of the page, K'tiv Berach Navot Elohim, right? He cursed God b'melech. Remember, Berach Elohim b'melech. What is that? By the way, we've seen reference to Elohim can often mean judges, and right? So here they mean that they claim that Navot had actually blasphemized God. B'micha chol, okay? But in Pesel Micha, when it talks about the Elohim, it's talking about chol, okay? Like we're going to see a mikdash that was chol. Rabbi Lezer omer b'navot kodesh, b'micha yesh mehem chol v'yesh mehem kodesh. Okay? It depends. In Navot, it's definitely kodesh, I agree with you, but with micha, there's some kodesh and there's some chol. Okay? By micha, you can look at Rashi. Kigon lo beit Elohim, right? And he had a house of God. Does that mean a house of God? No, it was a chol. He had a house of, not, it wasn't a house of God. Ukigon hikdesh ikdash shetakesef la'ashem miyadi, libini. Okay, so basically, oh no, that's a different pasuk. That's not by him. Okay, anyway, so now they're going to say, yesh mem chol v'yesh mem kodesh, aleph lamed chol yud hei kodesh. Chutz mizesh aleph lamed v'hu kodesh, which is, they said there is one aleph lamed that's kodesh, kol yimei hayot beit Elohim b'shiloh. Okay, all the days where Beit Elohim is b'shiloh, that comes up in the Pesach Micha story. There, clearly, it's talking about the Beit Elohim of Hashem. But otherwise, it's talking about chol. Kol shemot harim b'givat binyamin. Now we get to Pilegesh b'givah. If you remember that story, when right at the end of Sefer Melachim, when they Sefer Shoftim, where they right the it's actually similar to the Lot story, another correlation where they put Lot and Pilegesh b'givah together. So there, what happens? There's three references to God there, where the people turn to God and they say, or you know, again, the question is, did they turn to God or not? So here it says. Where's all the psukim? 1 second. Does it say it in Rashi here? Right. By Yishalu b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem. Okay. They ask God, should we go? Right. Should we go fight? And then He says, Yale Yehuda. And then they ask again. And what happens? There's three shlavim, three stages of the war. The first one, they ask God, and He says, yes, by Yalu Yehuda. And then they go and they fight and they lose. Then they ask again, and then He says, yes, go, and they lose again. Then they ask a third time, and there the pasuk goes like this: So Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen omed lefanav b'yamim ahem leimor ha'osif od latzet lemachama b'nei b'yamin achi imechdal. Should I stop? Okay. And then what does it say? Vayomer Hashem alu ki machartanu b'yadecha. You should go because now you're going to win. Okay. So now the question is: So the first two times they ask God, should we go? And God says yes, and they lose. So how could that be that God sent them to lose? Right? Only the last time God says, go and you will win. Okay, so there's a bit of a difference. The first two times He said go, but He didn't say you're going to win necessarily. So that's the debate. Was it God or was it not? So Kol Shem Rabbeinu B'Gad B'Gvatering Yemi, Rabbi Lezer Mechol, it was all, it wasn't God speaking, because God never would, you know, have them go out and lose. Rabbi Yeshua Mer Kodesh. So Marla Rabbi Lezer, B'chim of Tiach Veino Seh, could God promise and not do what He said? Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Mashiv Tiach Hasa, Vehem lo Bichinu, Im Linsoach, Im Linatzeach. Bachrona, Shebichanu, Hiskimu Ayadan, Shenemar, Buchas Belazar, Kohen, Omeh Lepana, Biyamim Ahem, Lemor, Osif, Od Latzeh Lemachama, Im Bnei Bin Yamin Achi, Im Echdal. In other words, the first time they just said, should we go? And they didn't ask, are we going to win? So God said, sure, go. But they didn't ask, are we going to win? The last time they finally said, should we go or should we stop? In other words, is this getting us anywhere? Then already God answered them appropriately. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua thinks that this is all God. Kol Shlomo. Now we're not only talking about references of God's name, but Kol Shlomo Hamurim B'Shir HaShirim Kodesh. Okay, what does it mean, Shlomo, right? Shir HaShirim Ashir L'Shlomo. What does it mean, Ashir L'Shlomo, right? We always understand Shlomo wrote it. But Ashir L'Shlomo sounds like it's dedicated to Shlomo, right? It's a love song for Shlomo, but it's not. We view it as a love song between B'nai, right? The way the rabbis understood it was it's a love song between the Jewish people and God. So therefore, they say Shlomo must be Hashem. It's a reference to Hashem. Shir lemisha shalom shelo. Okay? Except for chutz mi, there's one reference to Shlomo. Mizek karmi sheli lefanai ha'elef lecha Shlomo. Okay? Shlomo ledidei. That's Shlomo l'didei. Umatayim l'notrimit pirio. Okay, there's elef for you, Shlomo, but 200 for the ones who are watching the pirio. That's Rabbanan. Okay, so there's a reference to there's Shlomo, and then there's the matayim l'notrimit pirio. V'yesh omrim af zechol. Oh, sorry. What does this mean here? So the assumption is that right, there's a lot of different ways to understand this pasuk. Karmi sheli lefanai ha'elef lecha Shlomo. It's saying that a king can only take 200. There's right. There's the elef, and then there's matayim lenotrimit pirio. So a king can only take. Actually, the Gemara is going to say this in a minute. Sorry, I didn't get to it inside. Let's see. V'yeshomim afsechol. Some people say no. This one's also chol. He named it tatosha l'shlomo. So we're assuming that what this means is karmi sheli lefanecha ha'elef lecha Shlomo is a reference to Shlomo himself. Okay, and that there's matayim of people that are protecting his fruits. But then they say, v'yesh omrim, even this is chol. Also, this pasuk is chol. Hinei mitato shel Shlomo, shishim, right? That's this bed of Shlomo. That's also Shlomo and not Hashem. So then they say, af zeh, v'lo mevaya, he'ach. It doesn't make sense to say af zeh chol, because ela amr, one second, af zeh, v'lo mevaya, In other words, they're saying af zecho would mean that this is also chol, but not. One second, I'm just trying to say that. Okay, we have one opinion that there's one reference that Shlomo, and that's this thing about ha'elef lecha Shlomo matayim linotrimit kiryo, which is basically that he leaves 200 people behind. In other words, there's 1,000 people serving in his army, and he leaves 200 people behind to watch his fruits. And who are those? That's Rabbanan. That's, he leaves them behind, meaning he leaves rabbis behind. This is a good example of, right, a source for, you should leave people not in the army, right? People sitting and learning, okay? Not that I'm fond of that, but right, that there's, those are the rabbis. But some people say this is also called that's Hinei Tatosh L'Shlomo. So now they say, well, af zeh v'lo mebay heach. In other words, they're saying this, and obviously, and what they're saying is af zeh and not the other one. Okay? So one second, no. Right. First they think that he says af zeh v'lo mebay heach. Af zeh means this one and the previous one. Okay? But there's a problem. Why? Elahad Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, Machuta dekat lecha b'shita ba'alma. A machut that takes 1/6, okay, 1/6 of their people to war, okay? Lo mi'ansha, meaning the king should never take more than 1/6 of the people to go out to war, okay? Whereas, right, Shlomo took many more, right? According to the pasuk. So therefore, how do they understand this pasuk? Shenemar, karmisha li lefanecha he'elef lecha Shlomo. How do they darshan it? L'shlomo is to God. L'machuta d'rikia, they get elef. But God gets, it's the exact opposite, right? How many people should be learning? Or again, whether you understand this as learning or not, I'll give you another explanation in a minute. U'matayim l'natrim p'riyo is l'machuta d'ara. Okay, the king gets 200, but God gets the elef. And therefore, Shmuel, now what's the issue? Shmuel, who thinks that this is a reference to God, is lo ketana kama v'lo kiyesh omrim. Because the Yesh Omrim said, this is chol, and the other one's chol. This opinion, Shmuel, doesn't match this opinion, because they think that this is God. And it doesn't match Tanakama's opinion, because Tanakama says, every reference to Shlomo is God. Okay? And every reference to Shlomo... No, wait. Look at Tanakama, because... Sorry, Shmuel said, Machut didn't write that this is the Machut. And not... Right, every... Sorry, they both agree that Elef Lecha Shlomo is chol. And he doesn't. Okay, so now the Tanakama and Kiyesh Omrim think that this is chol. So now what do they say? Elahachi kamar. Yesh Omrim ze kodesh v'zehu chol. This alone is chol, demitato. U'shmuel de'amar kiyesh omrim. Now the Shmuel holds like the Yesh Omrim, which is af ze chol, meaning only this is chol, and not the one reference. Remember, the Tanakama said there's only one reference to a chol, and they designate a different one. And the Yesh Omrim says, this one is chol. And Shmuel thinks this one's kodesh and doesn't have, right, the other reference. He thinks everything's, right, he thinks this is, right, sorry, this is chol. And then, right, Tanakama thinks, one second, right, Yesh Omrim ha'elef lecha Shlomo is kodesh and only this one is chol. And the mitah, sorry, and the one in the mitah is right, and Shmuel holds like the Yesh Omrim, okay, where the Yesh Omrim would say only, right, the Yesh Omrim says only the mitah of Shlomo, sorry, I said it wrong. Tanakama says everything's kodesh, except for karmisha li lefanecha elef lecha Shlomo, which means that's kodesh, that's chol, right, that one is chol. Shmuel can't agree with that because Shmuel thinks that's kodesh. And the second one says both these are chol. And Shmuel thinks only that one's chol. So it doesn't make sense. So then they say, oh, that must mean only this one's kodesh. Okay? The other references, I just wanted to, I'll just finish with this. Oh, really late. Okay. The there's a whole debate about what this means. Is it, does it have to do with war? Does it have to do with about how many people can go into war? Some people think that it's if people rebel against the king, how many people can the king execute? Is he allowed to execute? Let's say it's almost like Tumahutra B'Kodesh. Tumahutra B'Tzibor. That if everybody rebels, can the king kill them all? No, he doesn't have rights. He can only kill 1/6. But God, if people go against his ways, he can kill more than 1/6. He can even kill 1,000. He can kill, 5/6 of the people. Okay, and then maybe it's not a reference to war and how many people go out to war, but it's a reference to that. Okay, we'll stop here.